Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
What kind of book is the Bible to you? Maybe a book of stories of inspiring men of faith, or perhaps a book of deep teachings and doctrines, or a book of ethics or words of wisdom for men to live by. Well, surely it's all of these things, but if these are all we see in the Bible, we've missed the mark, because embedded in all the stories, all the teachings, and all the ethics and wisdom lies the mystery of God and of His heart's desire for man. Listen to Paul the Apostle in Colossians chapter 1, verse 25, "Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship of God, which was given to me for you to complete the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from the generations, but now has been manifested to His saints." Francis Ball has joined us once again as we continue to explore the mystery of God's economy. Welcome back, Francis.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's always good to get into this mystery, isn't it?
It really is. Francis, we have a wonderful program for our listeners today, opening up the mystery hidden from the ages. Paul's language there is really something, isn't it?
Very much.
But it's no longer hidden, Francis. It's now available for all of God's people to see and to understand, but even more to enter into. Why don't we get right to Witness Lee today?
Let's do.
In this portion of word, Colossians 1, 25 through 29, there's such stewardship. And actually, the stewardship is an economy. The stewardship is an economy. In Greek, the word is the same for economy and for steward and for dispensation. God has an economy, and God's economy is just to dispense Himself, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, into His chosen people. And the secret of this economy, the mystery, the central focus, the crucial center of this economy is just Christ Himself. So Christ is the mystery of this economy. It is here clearly, definitely revealed. And this book has been read through the centuries by thousands and thousands of Christians. Yet very few readers of this book have ever got into this mystery. I must confess to you, Ephesians, Colossians, these two books, I used to read them again and again, but I never got into this matter that Christ is the mystery of God's economy until in the last about 30 years. I didn't see it. Why? Because this is altogether something hidden, something beyond our natural concept. You need to pray much, and you need to get into such a book like Colossians again and again, and you need to exercise your spirit to study this book, not only by chapters, by verses, but by words after words, by phrases after phrases. You shouldn't let one phrase go, then you'll get into it, you'll see something.
Francis, this is really something. The mystery of the economy. Once we see it, we have to say that it is the unmistakable center or focus, well, surely of the epistles of Paul, maybe even the whole New Testament. Yet, as he said, it has been hidden and veiled to God's people for centuries. I guess if it was something that was not so hidden, that Paul would not have referred to it as a mystery. But isn't it something, Francis, that the Lord has opened it up in this century through these two brothers.
It is amazing that these two brothers, Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, were used of the Lord and could follow what Paul was saying in such a marvelous way that this mystery now has been made known to us, not just to apostles, but to all of us believers. This is available. This is a marvelous thing to see. The very center of what Paul wrote in the epistles that he wrote, 14 of them, really unveiled this marvelous mystery. I'm amazed that this could come to such light, because this is the crucial point in the whole New Testament. And you might say it even turns out to be the crucial point throughout the whole Bible, because without this mystery being unveiled, we really don't know what God's purpose was. We don't know what His intention is and what He's doing today. But when this opens up, when we see God's economy, the mystery of God dispensing Himself in us through Christ, this is a marvelous mystery. Even Paul says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the mystery.
Francis, profound is almost too insignificant a word, because it changes everything, doesn't it? Related to our understanding of the Bible and how we relate to God and understand His purpose and so many things that would happen to us in our lives before that would just leave us utterly perplexed. It puts everything into a kind of context and focus, doesn't it?
It really does, because without this understanding, without this view, we really are lost in these words in the Bible, which we take in a natural way to be kind of instructions, or, as you mentioned earlier, stories, things like this.
Right.
But this revelation, the mystery of God is Christ, dispensed into His believers. This is the most marvelous revelation that we could get from the Bible.
It really is. Francis, let's get back to Witness Lee for the next portion.
Today, it's hard for us to realize Paul's writing, because we were not in that kind of background. But the Colossians, they all were in that background. What kind of background? A background in which the Jews considered the Gentiles as what? Swine. Peaks. Swine. Glory? Who is glory? Riches of glory? The nations. The peaks. The swine. But here Paul says, God willed to make known to the saints what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the swine, among the pigs. Who are you? Or who are you? You don't like to say. If you ask me, who are you, brother? I was a swine. At least in the eyes of the Jews, I was a swine. I was a pig. But among the pigs, the swines, ooh, the glory, what or who are the nations? Pigs, swines, dirty sinners, enemies of God, rebels, sins of disobedience, sins of wrath. You could give all these low titles to the nations. We were not only like this, we were this. We were pigs, we were swines, we were sinners, we were enemies to God, we were rebels, we were sins of disobedience, sins of wrath. We were sinners, we were enemies, we were rebels, we were swines, pigs. Hallelujah. We became what? We became sons of God.
Amen.
Isn't this a glory?
Amen.
This is a great glory. We become the sons of God. Not only the sons of God. What else? Heirs, joint partakers. Sons of God, heirs of God, joint partakers of Christ, even joint partners of Christ, and members of Christ. What else? Priests. Kings. We are the sons of God. We are the heirs of God. Inheriting, you know, we are going to inherit what, you know? Everything. We are the sons of God. We are the heirs of God. We are partners of Christ. And we are priests. We are kings. My. Buffalo. Glory, glory.
Whoa, what a glory, Francis. The word gospel, we know, means good news. I think we just heard the gospel to God's people, his believers,
yeah, right.
Not the unbelievers, didn't we?
That's right.
This was such an illustration of this mysterious but marvelous economy. The dispensing of God's life into his people takes all of us that are swine and pigs and turns us into sons of God. As he said, Francis, what a glory. On one hand, we're made sons, of course, at the point of our initial salvation, but there's an ongoing process that is inherent in this economy, which ultimately constitutes us as sons in an entirely different level. Let's talk about both aspects of this sonship.
Well, this is really too marvelous. I think we have really heard the gospel for us believers.
Right.
To know that I was born a son of God, that is wonderful. That's marvelous. To be in such a low case, as he described there in so many ways,
right.
I don't even like to repeat, to be such pigs.
Yep.
But by a marvelous, mysterious process, we became sons of God. You know, it's one thing to have a son born.
Right.
That's your son. And you have to say, that's a son of mine. He was born to me. God could say, when he saved us, that's a son of mine. He was born of me with my life and my nature.
Right.
But there's much more to it than just being a son. In the full sense of the word, we have not only become sons, we become heirs. He pointed out all these things, that we're heirs of God, we're priests of God, we're kings.
Partners.
Yeah, we partakers,
yeah.
Partners. We have such a position as sons, much like in a human family.
Right.
When the son grows up, he's not more than a son in a sense. But my, what he has now is much more than what he had just when he was born.
That's right.
So now we're not only born sons of God, but we are growing sons of God, and we are heirs of God, and we're partakers of God, and we are made those to be just like God in life and nature. So we've really come a long way, Chris, to realize now we have such a life in us that is producing all these marvelous riches.
Francis, I was thinking as you were speaking here, I think many times in this program, the listeners will detect, I would say, a bit of frustration with God's people settling just for the thought that, well, I'm saved, now I'll die and go to heaven. Because to have that thought, if that's all we really appreciate, we miss everything we just heard about, don't we?
That's right. I mean, that is only the beginning.
Really?
That's just the seed form. The growth of that seed has all of these marvelous riches in it.
Francis, this demonstration or illustration of glory that we just heard about, we want to pick that back up again. This was such a marvelous speaking that he was all wrapped up with and enjoying and presenting that we want to save more time today for a bit more of it. It's really tremendous. Let's go back.
As long as you see the glory, it's easy for you to know the riches. Oh, the riches. The divine life. Isn't this the riches? Then, accompanying this divine life, the divine nature. Oh, the riches. And then, the anointing. Oh, the anointing. And then, the all-inclusive spirit. You just consider the riches. And then what? Then the righteousness. Am I right? And the holiness. With the righteousness, you have justification. With holiness, you have sanctification. And then you will have what? You will have the transformation. And you will have the glorification. My, all the riches. And day by day, we enjoy some kind of presence. Divine presence. And my goodness, we have all the Word. 66 books. Don't you have such a word?
Yeah.
Who can have such a word? What can people on this earth could have such a word? The word like the Bible. My, the riches. I tell you, the riches are countless. These are the riches of this unique glory.
Amen.
All of these are due to whom? The key is who? Christ. The riches of the glory of this mystery.
Amen.
Among the nations. among the Jews, it may be not so glorious. Because the Jews are the people of God. They were not swine's pigs. They were God's chosen people. But today, we have the real Messiah, the real anointed one, the real Christ, to make us sons of God.
Amen.
Not only people of God, right, chosen by God, but sons of God. Oh, the glory! Make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations. This mystery is Christ. Christ in you. Marvelous. It is a fact. We do have someone so wonderful in us. We do have a wonderful one. That's Christ. That's the mystery. And this dear one is the mystery. And he is now right within us. Right within us. It's marvelous.
We heard earlier in this life study, Francis, that Paul revealed two great mysteries. Number one, the mystery of God is Christ. And that's what we've been talking about today. The second, another mystery called the mystery of Christ, which is revealed in Ephesians chapter 3, and it tells us that the mystery of Christ is the church. Let's take what we just heard regarding Christ as the mystery of God now being in us and relate it to the second of these two great mysteries, the church as the mystery of Christ.
Oh, this mystery is not just something individual.
Right.
As we've been hearing, this is a marvelous, wonderful mystery that Christ could be in us. But for him to grow in us, and for him to be imparted through us into others, and they could grow until eventually we grow together into one corporate Christ, one corporate man, with Christ as the head and all the members as the body. This is a mystery, how we could be grown into one body, but that's really the revelation in the Bible, that we are the body of Christ. That means we are. All the ones who have become sons of God, who are heirs of Christ, who are partakers of Christ, growing until we become full grown in Christ, then we are the one new man. Christ the head and all the members are the body. This is really marvelous that we could be sons of God in these two aspects, and this mystery could include not only our individual experience, but also our corporate experience. Christ is everything. He is all and in all.
Francis, you know, I identified this as actually two mysteries. I think that's a misspeaking. It's really one mystery, the two aspects of the one great mystery, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. In Ephesians 5, it says, the great mystery, Christ and the church. Paul said, I speak concerning Christ and the church. This is the great mystery.
And what a mystery it is. And I think we're both enjoying listening to Witness Lee. He was so released. How strong was his spirit on this day, Francis?
That's right. We saw him many times like this, when he would open up something so fresh and new to us and take us out of the realm of just seeing the church as something physical. But now we see that it's Christ growing in all these people that's a real mystery and makes this greatest of all the mysteries.
It really is. We've got a marvelous short conclusion. We want to go back. Normally, we only have three sections of Witness Lee, but today we felt this was such a unique and special message. We have saved time to have a fourth, very short section. We'll let him give the concluding word today, Francis. Let's go back.
Brothers, I tell you, this is the key point of this book. The Colossians lost the vision of this mystery, the last vision of this glory. So they were distracted to something else, to all those philosophies, all those isms, all the different observances, different ordinances, different practices. They were what? Defrauded. And they were carried away as spoil from their prize. And their prize is just enjoyment of this glory. which is Christ himself in us. Do you believe only the Colossians in the first century, the last vision of such glory? How about today? You know many carried away to something else other than Christ. This was the reason that Paul wrote such a word, telling the distracted Christians that the mystery that has been hidden from eternity and through all the ages, which has been made manifest to all the saints, is such a Christ. Such a Christ in you. You don't need to go to anything. You don't need to go to any philosophy. You don't need to go to any practice. You don't need to go to any kind of ordinance, any kind of observance. You have one who is all in all. And this one is the mystery that has the glory full of the riches. Brothers, I do look to the Lord in this day that all of us may be what? May be brought back to this mystery. Forgetting everything that is other than Christ.
Francis, we are at the end of our time today, but as you just said, that really is a call to all of God's people to leave everything other than Christ, isn't it?
Right, that is the call.
Well, that is an appropriate, I think, ending point today after the message we've heard and the fellowship we've enjoyed. We'll leave it right there. I don't think we could improve it much.
That's right. That's very right.
Francis, come back and see us again very soon.
Thank you very much. I'd like to do that.
We would encourage you to contact us about the printed messages. It's marvelous to be able to hear him speak in such a way where his spirit was so released and this vision was so real and present in him, and you cannot help but have it be imparted into you as you hear it. And the same effect is true when you read these printed life study messages. If this has really kindled an appetite and a hunger in you, perhaps you've heard this kind of speaking for the first time today related to the mystery of God's economy, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. These messages in print are tremendous, and we would very, very much enjoy putting them into your hands and being able to fellowship with you. We want to continue on in this same vein, unveiling this mystery hidden from the ages, but now made known. For Francis Ball today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening.